Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Red Sox pregame at 6, Ken Lair, tonight. And then game time is 7:07. Is that about right?
Mm-hmm. Over-under for you in innings attended tonight is what?
I would prefer to have a legit flyover tonight. It was one of those, no disrespect, of course, because I could not fly an aeroplane, nor nor have I ever served this country. So I will say no disrespect, but it was one of those lumbering big C-141s or whatever last night. And I think this game tonight deserves a legit flyover. Like, let's go with the F-16s or the F-14s.
Greg, you strike me as a person that would like a big lumbering thing.
Curtis, I don't know if you hear that laughter or not, but we have been visited by an old friend here at the Capitol Grill this morning for our marathon broadcast.
Who are you calling old?
It is the ex-work wife of the, it's kind of awkward. The ex-work wife is here, and the new work
not
wife
awkward.
Is.
Don't act like you could pull some tail like this. Get out of here. You don't have that much money.
Danielle is here. Nice to see you.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. Creme on glaze, just when you think there was nothing whiter than Greg Hill at the Capitol Grill.
It is delicious.
Well, it's nice to see you're available today. You don't have anything on the schedule today that you have to do? Or
Indigenous People's Day, Greg. I know you're all about the diversity and the renaming of holidays, yes, so I figured. Yes. What better way than to come down and celebrate it with you guys? And of course, say hello to all the listeners that I miss so much. And
yes.
Of course, good morning to all my Twitchers. Mwah,
yes.
I love you guys.
Yes. We miss you.
I miss you. How's things? How's
it's
tricks?
I mean, everything is great. I mean, I feel like, do you have any a review on Courtney's progress so far?
She's amazing.
How many months has it been?
Almost four, I think.
Well, the search took 6 years. So.
Yes, yeah. The search did take 6 years off my life.
Yeah.
Well, it was a collaborative effort.
That's actually, so you have to actually look at your life on this show in terms of dog years, speaking of taking things off your life, because every year on this show is like 7 years in a normal career.
Ooh, that was not
so
in my contract.
You tend to age out. No, they don't tell you that until you sign it. So, yeah, that's a little challenging.
What do you miss? Do you miss any part of this radio program?
No.
No,
I'm just kidding. I miss a lot of it. I miss working with you.
Yes.
You drive me crazy, but I love you. Yeah. You know, I miss the rest of the show, obviously.
Wiggy, you miss Wiggy.
I miss Wiggy. I miss Ken Curtis. I miss our pal Doug Lane. You know, I miss
now
the
I
broadcast.
Know you're lying. I mean,
good morning. You know, I miss the listeners so much. The listeners have been great. You know, I still talk to a ton of them through Instagram, and you know, I go on Twitter like once a month, and then I'm like, nope, this is why I don't go on Twitter. You know, I don't miss the text line so much. I don't miss the
don't?
Nonsense that's out there in the ether
you
on Twitter.
Set up a text line at home.
Oh, wow. Then,
yeah, that would be smart.
And then they can text you throughout the day.
Yeah,
and be
my
like,
login. My
what are you doing, you idiot? Why are you like, potting those plants like that?
Exactly.
Leave the squirrels alone.
Yeah. I'd be like, did you just call me the worst word on the planet because I didn't like American cheese? Like, what's happening right now? It's great. But yeah, I do miss it, but it's been...
You don't miss getting up, though. You don't miss getting up in the
See,
morning.
See, getting up for me was never a terrible thing because once I'm up, and like, I don't keep your social schedule.
Yeah.
So for me, it was kind of like, you know, I'm home 8:30, crashing on the couch, 16 cats on top of me, and I'm like, I'm ready to get some sleep for the next morning. Maybe I'll do a little prep, probably not. You know, so for me, that wasn't a huge thing.
I don't know if you know this or not, but Ken, for driving you out of here, Ken was given a promotion by the company.
I know, I saw that. ARM. I'm very proud. You know what? Ken deserves that job. Ken is great. You know, I say this a lot. It is for, as much as they're behind the scenes guys and people want to give them crap, Ken and Curtis really set this show up for success. Those guys do a tremendous amount of work behind the scenes. They're both immensely talented at what they do, and they're huge assets to the station, no matter what, you know, people online think. Ken loves EEI. He loves baseball. Mm-hmm. So he checks the boxes.
He
checks the boxes.
This is a baseball town.
It is a baseball town.
It's a baseball town.
Danielle can lie with a perfect face.
I've been doing it for 15 years on the show, guy.
Ken, that crowd is going to be electric tonight after a full day of celebrating the marathon.
They're going to be drunk.
They're
going to be really drunk.
I think so.
Are you going to have a Red Sox do-rag for tonight, Ken?
Oh, good idea. I need
to
pull
that
off.
Yeah, I think that's a really good idea.
Oh, you know what I'm really looking forward to about later is the shaky Instagram videos of Greg racing his friends in the pedicabs over to Fenway.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to the most.
I wouldn't miss it. I wouldn't miss tonight for the world. You know,
all two innings that you'll stay.
I've been with this team from jump, as what you would say, jump street.
That is it. Riding high.
Jump Street.
Whose duck boat would you want to get on? It's Sam Kennedy would be the invite, obviously.
No.
You guys are buddy-buddy.
Schwarbs is my guy.
Can you stop with the Schwarbs? I'm already sick of it.
Curtis, you remember this. As soon as Chaim Bloom made that deal at the deadline, I was like, oh, God, thank God we got the right guy.
No, and it's actually my fault because I was, like, cautioning you against that hot of a take.
Greg was like, why would we even go out and get a guy who got a bad leg who can't play first base?
All we needed was Wiggy to say the Red Sox suck and they got good again.
All right, listen, I've been on this train since day one, brother.
You did call, I think you called 90 wins.
90 wins.
You did call
90 wins.
I've
been with them since Jump Street.
Well, Mike, the concern is E-Rod this evening, but maybe we see a completely different guy. I don't know. Maybe that's just his. I was looking for some passion. You know, I'm an energy guy.
Uh-huh.
What?
I was looking for high energy, and
so
I didn't
you must
see,
love Mac Jones. Then.
I didn't see high energy from him the other night. Can he come out tonight with some energy? What do you, Ken? You said you only have to get two innings from him tonight.
Yeah, maybe one. Especially if you're going to pitch Houck. If you get a lead, Houck comes in for like five.
Their game plan is getting an inning out of their starter tonight.
Well, it's a bullpen game.
So then start with your best bullpen pitcher.
Maybe they should. Maybe they should start Sale.
Why not start Houck?
You could start Houck.
You could.
But there is a potential that E-Rod goes in and is actually good.
Don't you guys have a tough
time? You don't want to discount that.
Wait, do you want to start a rookie in like a pivotal must-win at home game?
And not to mention Tanner. Would you ever trust a Tanner in a big spot?
I actually do like that name.
I love how Greg looks at me and goes, with this smug look on his face, do you want to start a rookie in a must-win pivotal game?
At
but
home?
Yet waxes poetic for 4 hours about what a great quarterback we have. He's only a rookie. Be patient. Give him time. So you either want to start the rookie or you don't.
No, we have no alternative because of your guy. We had no alternative other than to start the rookie at quarterback.
No, you had an alternative.
Because of the incredible performance of your guy last year.
But he gave a great interview.
He's a great interview, Danielle. You're right about that. Great interview. Are you doing any of your come-along trips coming up soon that maybe any of us could go on?
Yes, absolutely. So we have Italy in April.
Oh,
I think there's two spots left
on
the
Crimson
Italy trip.
Is this Crimson Travel? Are you a part of the Crimson Travel?
Yes, I'm part of the Crimson Travel. You get the little... the brown pleather, like over the shoulder crossbody bag.
Yes,
yeah.
Okay.
No, not through Crimson Travel. So we're doing Italy in April. It's a group trip, 20 people. We're going to fly into Rome, spend one night in Rome, kind of explore a little bit. Then we go to Tuscany for 4 days, stay in Florence. We do a pasta making class, winery tour, all kinds of good stuff.
No.
And then I'm planning, where I just had my Iceland trip in August, which is amazing. I'm going to try to do Iceland trips in July and August next year because now I'm a travel influencer. And I'm also working on a couple of 4-day women's retreats.
Now, these people come along with you on the trip.
Correct.
Do they get to, like, do each person get one night in your room?
Oh,
or is
no.
Like, how does it?
No, it's really a collaborative effort.
Do they spend time with you on the trip? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, we all kind of have. So there's the way the Italy trip.
Because you
is,
don't like people.
It's a smorgasbord.
Listen, here's the thing. I don't like things like today when I'm going to have to have this. Inevitably, I'm going to have the same conversation 57 times. Like, I should have just brought a pamphlet that says, here's everything I've been up to. We can chat after if you have questions. Hopefully, this conversation will serve as a primer. But, you know, it's kind of like you're going to go to a foreign country. We're going to be going. It's half activities and half free time. Mm-hmm. So it'll be kind of cool to get. And half the people that are coming on the trip I already know, which is awesome.
Yeah.
And then there's
you
a.
You should take Mr. and Mrs.
Yeah,
Wiggins.
Yeah, we would love to go.
I would love
Mrs.
to.
Wiggins, are, they,
just,
they would
go
like
hop
to travel.
On.
They love yeah. free
two
time.
Two spots left on Italy.
Two spots
go
left,
back
buddy.
To half the motherland.
Half the motherland.
Italia. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, see my relatives.
The half you acknowledge three times a year.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's three times a year. Those are the great three times I acknowledge.
I got you.
The Italian side of my family.
All you can eat Olive Garden in Italy? Sounds great.
I feel like you've been acknowledging them a lot recently. You keep talking about going to the North End for the festival.
Yeah, he's trying to get a free trip.
Well, guy.
I mean, look. Don't look Italian.
No, you do.
Hey.
Imagine being stuck. Imagine being stuck next to Wiggy on the 3-hour tour on the bus around.
I can show him Italy. I can show him Italy. I think we're from North Naples.
This guy Mussolini's all right, but Cam Newton, that's a leader.
No, right. We'll show you some good parts of Italy. We'll show you
are you kidding
the
me?
South side of Italy.
Are you a wine guy at all?
No, not really. But they might have, if they got to have V1 Vodka out
oh,
there.
Oh, yeah.
Vodka.
All right.
Where's the chicken palm?
Danielle, nice to have you here.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
This is Tom from New Hampshire. Tom, what's going on?
Hey, good morning. Sorry, I got to put my line trimmer on. I'm a landscaper. Can you hear me okay?
Hey, Tom, have you heard, by the way, about the new law which Governor Newsom is passing in California, which bans gas-powered lawnmowers? Ooh. So,
well,
I don't know.
We're spreading the COVID. We're spreading the COVID.
Is that? Yes. Oh, that's right. Yeah, it's probably the droplets. Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
We're spreading the COVID.
Yes.
Hey,
yes.
Listen, Greg, I wanted to let you know that Curtis and Ken is your biggest moves on that show because those two guys are great. They do a great job. I listened to their show on Saturday. Ken, your excitement for the Boston Red Sox is unbelievable. You do sound like a 10-year-old when you're talking about them. And you got to give Hive credit, man. I didn't know who any of these guys were. I didn't know who Doogie was. I didn't know who Renfroe was. All these guys, it just came out of nowhere. It's an it does feel like there's magic going on, you know. And Wiggy, right. you're completely nuts this morning. You've been nuts for the last 3 or 4 weeks, all right? Don't anybody forget that you would have spent $60 million on freaking Cam Newton. Imagine if we had done that. Imagine where we would be today. What do you think what would be happening right now? Just stop the nonsense, Wiggy. I know you're doing a good job playing the part of the irritating guy, but enough is enough.
All right, Tom,
enough,
thank
enough.
You. Tom, thank
I would have really
Sox.
Gave him $100 million at
Go
that
Sox.
Point in time.
Jeez. Oh, hold on. I hear some noise outside.
What time is it?
We're here on Boylston Street.
9:18.
And it looks like we are about to see.
Somebody's going to set a record.
No way.
No, it's
Danielle, can you believe that Wiggy has never been to the Boston Marathon?
Yes, I can believe it.
You can?
Yeah, this is not his scene.
What do you mean it's not his scene?
Can I come? This is not a... This is not a WPS thing when you say Wiggy people S.
This is like watching the incredible physical athletic achievement of regular human beings.
Yo, he played in the NFL. Did you know that?
Nothing,
he witnessed that every Sunday.
There is nothing better than that. There is
he doesn't
nothing,
realize that.
I like...
Bradford ran the marathon.
I
think he's run more than one.
Right.
Look at that's you. That's an incredible achievement. It what is. These people do, what these people are putting themselves through today is they're going to have bloody feet and bloody nipples. I mean, it's an
extraordinary. They put Band-Aids on their nipples.
Excuse me. It's your office reference. Curtis, Andy. Out of my nipples. They're chafing.
I liked how Kevin drafted in that race.
All right. Well, it looks like we're seeing some of the wheelchair competitors coming through, and somewhere behind them will be the elite runners. And then it is a full day of running and spectating, and then Red Sox at 7:07 tonight. So we're going to take a quick break. Danielle, anything you want to plug before you go? Any kind of any other trips, come-alongs, anything
just
good?
Just keep follow me on the Instagram machine. That's where I put everything, at Danielle.mer.
And any new animals? Do you have any new animals?
It's a rotating situation.
A lot of squirrels.
The squirrels are moving out, which is good for the season. But I want to say one thing real quick before we go to break, is that this is one of my favorite days of the year because you know I love the Masshole vernacular. And I really feel like I need to remind everyone in the Commonwealth, and especially at this table and back in the studio, there's no G in Hopkinton.
Yes, that is true. All right, we will take a quick break. We'll be right back.
The Real Post Game Show, this Sunday after the game.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99 Restaurant and Pub. Trivia is back at the Nines. Visit the 99 every Thursday night at the bar. 59-cent bone-in wings. You can play trivia for a chance to win 99 gift cards and other great prizes. The 99, always the real deal. Stat of the week is brought to you by Gillette. For the game yesterday, Patriots, Mac Jones, 23 of 30 for 231 yards, a touchdown, one pick, second win of his career. Look good, game good, Gillette, the best a man can get. Wiggy, he's a winner. They are 2-3.
Those stats sound like flatliner stats to me.
No, he is a winner. 2-3 is a winning record.
Wiggy, flatliner might be the worst thing to say about somebody.
We need to fix Wiggy's mic. He's sounding very distant.
Wiggy said flatline, drink.
It's up against his mouth. I don't know what happened.
There's a cocktail in it.
Well, I will have to have Doug. Right. Does it sound good now?
Yep.
Sorry, boss man led.
Passer rating 95, and Mac Jones is the Ace Ticket Top Performer of the Week, brought to you by Ace Ticket, where New England fans go for tickets to all their favorite events, aceticket.com. So you are wrong. Just wanted to hammer that home. But it's all about the Red Sox today. Better call Joe Castiglione's game winner, or the Tampa call of Kiermaier's ground rule double, which they thought was a home run.
I'll take the Tampa call.
Probably the Tampa call.
Swing and a drive. Deep right field. Get out of here. Get going. It is off the wall. Oh. It's a double. It's a ground rule double, and Yandy's got to go back to third base.
Oh, is that great? So, rule 5.05A8. If the ball hits off a player and goes over the fence, the runner is awarded two bases, and they had to go further, Greg, to the umpire's manual that says if the player doesn't have possession of the ball, you get two bases from when the pitch is thrown, not from where the runner is in motion. So there it is. So they're stuck second and third. Pivetta strikes out Zunino to end the 13th. Christian Vasquez does the rest, and it sets up a 2-1 series lead for your Red Sox tonight. 7:07, the first pitch on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox radio network. And if they advance, don't look too far ahead, Greg, but that Astros series would be electric. Cheating storylines everywhere.
Yeah, how do you feel about what you got from JD last night, and whether or not you ought to just put Bobby D at first base and have Schwarbs DH tonight?
Well, JD was hot last night.
Yeah, he had that one hit that was almost a home run.
It was almost.
We were rooting up that one.
Right, but didn't he have an early single in the game too that went down the third baseline?
No, did he?
Yeah, he singled his first at bat, but Greg's right. He struggled after that, but he had the big homer in game two. You know. The game deciding home runs. I think you got to keep him in there for the bat. We shall see. Erod expected to start tonight. And hockey starts tonight, Greg. Not the Bruins yet, but it does launch on ESPN. Tampa Bay will raise another championship banner down there. So hockey season is upon us. That's what's trending now on the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
To do tonight for your Boston Red Sox, Easy Eddie, it looks like, will be your starting pitcher. I am alarmed by that prospect, Ken. This is a must-win game. Curtis said you have to win this. You do not want to go back to the trop.
No. You tonight, you got to approach, and I think Cora's going to approach it like it's a winner-take-all game, because you don't want to go to the trop in game five. Weird things happen, cowbells, you know. Dumb people, all that.
Catwalks. Florida, right. Not like the rest of us, yes.
But actually, to your point, Greg, he's not. The fact that he's starting Erod, it's not really a must-win game from Cora. I mean, they would start Houck if it was an absolute must-win, right? You'd put your best guy out there.
Does Eduardo look like he wants to be on the mound?
No, he doesn't look like he wants. He didn't look like the other night like he wanted to be there.
He looks totally disinterested.
I think it's a good move that you start Erod.
Oh. Me too.
Yeah, the reason why is because, let's say he does get off to a good start. You always have Tanner Houck that he's proven coming out of the bullpen. He looks really good. So you can always go to him if Erod is performing well later on in the game. And then if Erod struggles a little bit, you can go right to him. But if you go to Tanner Houck to start the game, let's say he doesn't perform well, then who are you going to? Are you then going to Erod?
Yeah, I would rather see if Erod's not playing well, get him out of the way in the beginning, right, so then you can pick up momentum towards the end.
I just have zero confidence after the other night in Erod. Zero.
And how do you think the teammates feel? They have this huge win last night. Vasquez walks it off. An unbelievable, memory forever. And the next day, you have that lump of coal going to the mound just, miserable. I would hate that.
Well, who would you then start? So you think that Tanner Houck, you should start him?
I mean, the problem is it's on 2 days rest.
Right.
He pitched Friday. He didn't. He only went five innings, but still.
Do you think anybody in that clubhouse, Courtney, Greg, or Wiggy, has confidence in Eduardo Rodriguez tonight?
I don't know.
Unless teammates do. Yeah,
you do.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, I think as a, they might be a little bit nervous, but I feel like they probably do have confidence in him as a starter because they've seen him perform well before. He's been struggling, but they know what Erod looks like if he can catch a good one.
Yeah, if you have a guy that you've seen have success in the past, it's like you hope and want that he can pull that out in the postseason and in a huge game like tonight. If he's going to pull it out anytime, it's right now.
Right.
Because you can't not get excited about it. I know we keep talking about his lack of energy. If you're not energetic tonight, then yeah, I mean, we've got a massive issue on our hands.
Well, I mean, is that just the kind of guy he is?
He is low energy, and in his bio it says favorite local media personality, Greg Hill. So, I mean,
well, you can't say it like you because I say Mac Jones and how his personality is, right? And you criticize me about that. So now you can't be like, well, you know what? This is who Erod is. I agree with you. I think that, whether it's a pitcher who takes the mound or whether it's your starting quarterback, I want to see that type of energy, that type of give me the damn baseball, give me the football, I'm going to put the team on my back. Like, that's what you
but
expect
Mac Jones
from those
on the field, Wiggy, he's not like Eduardo at all. I mean,
No, not on the
field.
It's
just extraordinary how every conversation can be driven by Wiggy back to Mac Jones.
No, because I'm making comparisons.
This has absolutely nothing. What are the comparisons that you're making?
Well, I'm making comparisons about a person's personality. And how maybe they might not be this emotional person, and they could still go out there and perform at a high level.
But we talk about Mac being too emotional.
Right, so that's what I mean. Try to find that happy medium of what emotions are, right? And you say Erod doesn't give you the emotions.
No, if anybody's flatlining, it's Erod.
3 years ago, Erod was... Was it 3 years or 2 years ago, Ken, Erod was, your ace, he was your best pitcher.
It was 19 games 2 years ago.
The only thing that flatlines is cam talk.
before the COVID, E-Rod was the guy. Listen, the cam ship has sailed, all right? That thing is gone. You know what?
The Nino, the Pinta.
That ship sank a long time ago. I can live with that. You know what I mean? I can live with that.
Sinking is a good analogy. Like every forward pass he threw. Yes.
I can live with that.
Sinking is to a new low, seeing a game with that idiot Bruce Pearl in the bleachers.
Well, you should win more than 7 games this year. If you don't, then you're the same team you were last year with Cam Newton as your quarterback.
That is true. We do have to remember that.
Right.
That
you got to win more than 7 this year.
I do think you can't compare E-Rod and Mac Jones, because Mac Jones, once he's on the field, I think in interviews, he seems very wound up. But the emotion on the field, he seems like he's...
Yeah, but it's about the performance more than anything. Forget the emotion. It's about, because Ken's right, before the COVID season and E-Rod got COVID and didn't play the 2020 season, he was your ace. He was your best pitcher. Mm-hmm. It was, how much money are you going to pay E-Rod? Is he worth the $27, $28 million that he's going to get? And no one had a problem with his emotions then. Now, all of a sudden, it's,
But it is stunning. Like, the last pitcher you saw last night was Pivetta, like, gyrating. I don't know what that was, coming off the mound every inning.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was great. I love that. I love how fired up he was.
Cora smiling, telling him, calm down.
You're not going to get that for me.
Well, I don't have an issue, because everybody talked about, Machine Gun Kelly. When you had Kelly here, and he had that same type of fire. He had that same type of, energy.
Joe Kelly Flight Club.
Yeah, there you go. Well, that's
Brad froze up.
But I think Courtney and I, we share the
same. Define up, Curtis.
Oh, that's true. Let's go.
Because it's alarming. The image is quite frankly alarming.
Courtney and I share the same brain on this one. You start E-Rod, and if he doesn't perform well.
Yes.
That's a BC brain right there, Curtis.
Sure is. Yep.
I will say, after this morning, though, I feel like Wiggy is going to become a regular marathon attendee.
I might have to.
He seems to really enjoy.
He's cheering people on.
This is a new experience, a new life experience for him.
I'm ready to see if my $100 comes in on the American I bet on. I'm hoping when they turn the corner here, because it's actually...
But now, who did you put it on? It was just any American.
Just any American.
I say any American.
Any American to place in the top 20. So
male or female?
No, the females actually do pretty good for some reason.
Okay.
For some reason, talk about equal pay. The female American runners do much better than male American runners. I will say that. But I don't know what the street is. What's the street right here?
Boylston?
No, not Boylston.
Oh, Hereford?
Hereford, right?
Yes, Hereford.
So it's actually a really good view from Capitol Grille. Like, when they turn the street,
that's Jersey Street.
No, that's not Jersey Street. They canceled that one. Yeah. But the view is perfect. Like, they come towards you, and then when they hang that left on a Boylston, the finish line is right there. So
you could go out there and hand them a water or something.
Oh, can we please get film of that?
So I'm hoping that when they start, the elite men start to, come down this Hannaford Street, when they turn down there. I'm hoping
Hereford,
whatever the street is. I'm hoping that I see an American make
in the lead, because then you will have won.
Then I will have won.
You should hand him a slider. Hand him a slider on the way back.
No, Ken. I don't want to. Listen, I'm trying to win money.
Aren't you you're the self-proclaimed greatest athlete in Boston history, and you don't know the streets?
I would not say he has the marathon athlete build.
Well, Curtis, this is a different part of Boston. Oh, okay. I didn't make it to Boylston Street.
Friday afternoon, I ran into Mike Ruzioni, and he's very upset with your take. Very upset with your take on being the most prominent athlete ever from the city of Boston.
If they ran this thing down Warren Street, I could tell you where that was, but it seems like the marathon doesn't go through Roxbury.
You just skipped right over what I said.
Well, you said Mike Ruzioni.
You're very upset.
But he's technically not from Boston. He's from Winthrop, I believe.
Captain Mike. Mike.
Winthrop is not Boston?
No.
Sure it is.
How is it? No, Winthrop is not Boston.
Where's the airport?
Where do you think
the airport is located?
In East Boston.
Right in the middle of the smack dab, in the middle of the thing. Then you got Winthrop, East Boston, everything else there.
No. Greg, the airport is in East Boston. Okay. Winthrop is Winthrop. Okay. Like Rivera is Rivera.
I'm going to get a t-shirt. Right.
Anyway.
I see an American. Oh, man.
Can you help me? Can you two help me? Wiggy he's absolutely lost his mind. All right, we got to take take a quick break.
I see American.
It's his first marathon. He's very excited. Reminder, tomorrow morning, 8:30, Ty Law. Today, it is a Patriots Monday. Mac Jones at about 2:30 this afternoon with Merlone and Foye.
Yes, sir.
And Gresham Keefe have
Lawrence Guy. Lawrence Guy had the big push up the middle to block that punt.
Yeah, that was huge.
What time is Lawrence Guy today?
I believe 10:30.
Okay. We will be right back. Nights just like this. So let's get down. Let's get down to business. Let's get down. Let's get down to business. Coming up next, it is Gresham Keefe. I am obsessed. Curtis Ken, you're not here. I hope you're watching on Twitch. I am obsessed with Wiggy and his first time experiencing the Boston Marathon.
Loves it.
It's the strangest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah. He loves it.
I don't understand how somebody can deride the runners for 2 weeks and then suddenly be obsessed with watching them.
Well, I like the atmosphere. It's the street. Like, you're at the finish line. I think that's maybe why I like it, because I can see the runners as they come up. I forget. Haverford, whatever the street name is. I don't even remember the name of it.
Hereford Street.
But it's cool. Like, you could see them come up that street. I've only seen the wheelchair guys come up. And it's pretty cool to be, like, right here. I think this is the best place to be. Because isn't the finish line just, like, a couple hundred yards down?
Yeah, right down the street.
And we'll be keeping an eye out for James Devlin,
who's running
for Andruzzi Foundation, and Danica Patrick, who's running for Matt Light.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I did see Danica Patrick.
Yeah, Danica Patrick is running. Wow. Yep. Yes.
I think she's a captain for Matt Light's foundation's team.
Wow.
Well, I mentioned this earlier. There's an awful lot of money raised every year through bibs that the BAA gives to charities. That includes the Greg Hill Foundation. And I want to wish everybody who's running for our foundation a great race today. It seems like, I feel like from a weather point of view that they like it when it's colder like this. So I feel like they're,
do they like,
you know,
this weather?
Yeah.
They like
no
this
sun,
much.
Nothing. Could I do a quick mention of somebody running for a great cause? My cousin Adam is running this marathon because his daughter Ella, who is awesome, she's been diagnosed with an incredibly rare disease, LALD. It's like 20 people in the United States have it.
Wow.
Thankfully, she's at Children's, and she's been in Boston with the best care possible and doing well. Had dinner with them, the whole family, on Saturday. So good luck to Adam today as he runs the race on that.
I'm sure your dad had to pay, too. I mean,
it was in Needham, so yeah, he got the food.
All right. Well, we're watching again. We're looking. I mean, you're 1:10, about an hour and 10 minutes ago is when some of those elite runners ended up leaving. Correct, 8:30, 8:40, something like that. So they should be getting here to Boston within the next half an hour, 45 minutes or so.
It's pretty cool.
All right, it's a Patriots Monday. Quick reminder that you will hear Lawrence Guy coming up with Gresham Keefe, and then you'll hear Mac Jones. At 2:30 this afternoon. I hope he fits into what Wiggy's view of what a quarterback in the NFL ought to sound like.
I hope he's happy. I hope he's not, you know, like I said, let's take his shoelaces from him. I hope he's not in that mode of oh my God, you know what? I just want to see him loosen up a little bit. Oh, and I got a shout out. My man's a big listener of the show. His name is Nell. His brother's running in this
What's
thing.
What's his name?
Nelson. His brother's running in this thing, so should be cool.
You guys have predictions for tonight?
Sox.
They have to win this one. You do not want to go back to that disaster of a city and that disaster of a stadium. You go back there, you're probably going to have Tom Brady throwing out the first pitch.
Oh. Yeah, it's a must.
Oh, you're right about
must
that.
Win.
He'll be at the hockey game tonight too, right?
Of course he will. Yeah, we have some kind of a hype video tonight from Tom Brady. He does everything he's ever asked down there.
Yeah, like throwing 5 touchdown passes.
What happened to his finger, though? It looks
I'm nervous. Might not play Thursday. Short week.
Ooh.
It's not like it was open heart surgery, so I mean.
We had another 5 touchdowns, though. He's probably going to break that record, Curtis.
Well, he's on pace for 51.
What's that tell you? 5 touchdowns. How many touchdowns did he throw against the Pats?
Zero.
Good job, Bill, defensively. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, it didn't work out this week because the kid, Davis Mills, was free.
I think Mills is better than Brady. That's what it proves.
All right, predictions on Sox. Ken, what do you got?
I feel good just based on the kismet, as Courtney said earlier, and the momentum. I think actually Sale closes this game out tonight in a tight one, 4-3 Boston tonight. with Sale in the ninth.
Mm-hmm. And how many pitchers does Alex Cora run through in the course of this game tonight?
Probably 10. I mean, seriously, he's got to pitch like Barnes, Ottavino. You go through the whole list. Martin Perez pitches a couple tonight, whatever. Whatever it takes, you're right. He will go all out tonight. And Hauk is the key. If they can get four innings out of Hauk somewhere, if they get a lead, that might be the key to the whole thing.
If Eduardo starts, right, if Eduardo starts, do they have a mercy rule in the playoffs so at least we could go home early? Or?
I think Courtney's right. I think you're going to get a big performance from Eron.
Yeah.
Something's good. Is this something? He had a bad outing. He started tonight. I think you're going to get a big performance.
I'm sure he's hearing it from everybody. You can't turn off everything, you know, whether it's TV or radio, listening to everybody talk about how he looks like he doesn't care, so on and so forth. He's going to do something tonight.
Do we know who's leading right now? Is this like the leaders group right here? Well, because they've been showing them for a while.
Yes, yes, that is the leader.
No, it's just
right
random stragglers running down the street.
But don't look like my Americans are good. My American bet's looking good.
Well, Wiggy, that's why they run the race. You never know. All right. I think that is going to do it for us here. I want to thank Chris Scott and his team at the Capitol Grill for having us here today and for hosting our Greg Hill Foundation Marathon Party. Want to thank our on... Ken, who is this on-site producer that replaced Curtis on site today?
Oh,
did an unbelievable job.
Yeah, Spaz was awesome.
He did a great job.
He did an absolutely unbelievable job here today. So.
He needs more airtime. More Spaz, less Curtis.
Yeah.
Yes, great job. Anybody else we need to thank?
Thanks from the guy who just said Davis Webb is a better player than Tom Brady.
Well, that's what the evidence says.
Davis Mills.
Amon.
Right. Yeah, well, thanks to Amen Corner for handling everything on the Twitch feed.
And, there you go, Curtis.
Go Sox.
Go Sox.
Quick, if there had been a crossover this morning, it would have been brought to you by National Lumber. Wait till you see them. We will be back tomorrow morning at 6 with Ty Law, Ty Tuesday at 8:30. Thank you very much for listening. Let's get down to business. Back and forth with the boys.